Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Yo, Jonas, what you got for me?
Oh, you want it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, here we go. Oh.
On a Thanksgiving evening, yes, Rob Parker and Jonas Knox in for Chris Broussard.
We don't need to bring Jonas in.
No, we need Jonas on this very special holiday edition of The Odd Couple, and we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote.
We'll do it live.
We will do it live, Bill. And Jonas, happy Thanksgiving, my man.
Happy Turkey Day to you, Rob Parker. And gobble, gobble. Gobble, gobble to you. This is going to be a ridiculous show, I can already tell. I can just start. And you look great, by the way. You look fantastic.
Do I? Oh, yeah. That's amazing because you can't see me. Unless you have that spy camera. You got a spy camera in my apartment?
Hold on a second. You're down there somewhere. There you are. Sorry
about
okay.
that. Okay. Yeah, no doubt.
running.
We have a great show for you today. A lot of stuff coming up. We're going to talk, of course, Thanksgiving Day games are going on. Washington leads Dallas 20-16 in the third quarter. And earlier, the Texans opened up a can of whoop-ass on the Lions. We'll talk about that.
I know you were bothered by that. Really bummed out about
that. Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Like I only covered like 20 of those Thanksgiving Day games in Detroit. So I've seen that movie before. Can I say that? Later on in the second hour, we're going to talk with Greg Jennings, of course, the Fox NFL analyst and Super Bowl champ. We'll have him
Jamie
chime in. Yes, indeed. And then don't forget, in the third hour of the program, Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, the first time Jonas will get a chance to play. It's a new fun segment we have here on The Odd Couple. And but first, Jonas, before we get started, let's welcome in The Odd Couple crew, because we wouldn't be able to do this fine little radio program without them.
Well, now we probably could, actually.
Yeah, you think so? Maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Probably.
But you know what? We need them today. All right. So Lee DeLapp is our producer, filling in for Rob G. And Alex is our engineer. As always, me and Alex, it's a holiday, so you know what that means. Alex and I are both working.
That's it, baby. And you know, when there's the duo, there's the trio with our man Steve DeSager as well.
And I was going to say, and the third person to that is Steve DeSager, who is here with the updates. So whenever there's a holiday, you can always count on us three.
Hold on a second.
Rob G and Chris, another story.
Oh, hold on a second. Steve DeSager is mine. All right, I stake claim to Steve DeSager.
No, Steve you DeSager, can't have Steve
wait,
DeSager.
Wait,
let me tell you something. Steve DeSager and I are Thelma and Louise. All right, we go off the cliff together when it comes to holidays. All right,
Jonas,
that's my
do you
guy.
Share the last name that I do with Steve?
Which is what?
Steve Tyshirt.
Yeah, that's right.
Wait, what?
You want to hear it again?
Yes.
Steve Tyshirt.
That's right.
Is that Gottlieb?
That's McIntyre.
Who had never heard of either of us, apparently.
No.
So.
Very good.
Wait a minute. So he said that? He called you
I
that?
I swear. He was like, let's go to the update with
Steve Tyshirt.
Alex hasn't let it go since.
I love it.
I think it's been 2 months.
Is that right? Unbelievable.
Brother Steve.
Distant cousin, I think.
Stop it.
Crazy. But it is, I hope people, and I want to say this as we get started, Jonas, people are thankful. Things are messed up. We know that. We're going through a pandemic. It's been brutal. People are out of work. So many people have died. People have been sick. I mean, you know, just an upheaval of what we're used to in our lives. But there is reason to be thankful. I'm thankful. Yeah. I'm thankful that I'm healthy, I'm employed, and I have some family members and friends who are support system during these tough times. So yeah. I'm thankful. I'm not one of these guys who's just going to complain about everything.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And for those of you that have had a difficult year, obviously, go to Rob Parker's Instagram. He'll post a new pair of Jordans.
Oh, look at you.
So just
stop.
Just letting you know. He's looking out for you guys. Don't worry about it, though.
You know what?
Ass.
I am looking out for everybody because if you go to getrob.com right now.
Yes.
And you
yes.
put in. And you put in the discount code of Rob, R-O-B.
I ain't paying for
yes,
that.
Yes, you are. You get a 20% discount on any purchase.
Oh.
So for Black Friday. And as you know, Jonas, tomorrow may be Black Friday for you, but it's Black Friday for me every day.
There it is. Alley-oop. Uh-huh. The alley-oop is successful.
You already
we knew we
know
were gonna get. We knew we were going to get that joke in. It's the tradition unlike any other. Forget the Cowboys and Lions played. It's Rob Parker dropping the Black Friday joke. By the way, my favorite part about ordering off your website the first
yes.
time I did it was when I paid for shipping. And you hand-delivered to me in the studio.
Well,
what the hell did I pay for shipping for?
You know
why did I pay $4.95 for shipping? You just
it
brought it from
shipping,
upstairs. Yes.
Shipping and handling. I had to bring it from that upstairs.
So I paid for the handling. The shipping was optional. Okay, very good.
But, yeah, so if you've been holding off, here's your chance to go to GetRob.com. All kinds of great stuff out there, so we got that. All right. Jonas, the Texans and Lions, they're both 4-7 now after the Texans beat up the Lions 41-25 in Detroit. Deshaun Watson had a great game, 4 touchdowns, 318 yards, no interceptions. It was just another whitewash of the Lions. And yes, they're missing players, so I get it. They were shorthanded, but this is par usual. Par the normal on Thanksgiving, and we'll get into that. Like
yes.
We've seen this movie so many times, and why the league continues to showcase them, and I call it a showcase because everybody in America's watching. Am I right, Jonas? The early game, like that's the one you could watch
everybody.
Before you eat.
Everybody, it's also why I've been pushing for a couple of years now. Man, if you're the NBA. Do your annual tip-off on Christmas. Everybody's watching. You're never going to get more eyeballs than on Christmas. Like that's when you drop it. This is a huge day for football. This is a huge NFL day. It always has been. It's tradition. It's what we grew up with. I would actually argue this is part of what people look forward to when it comes to Thanksgiving. They're looking towards football, family, friends, food, all that stuff. And so, yeah, it is a tradition. And it's been one since I actually can't imagine Thanksgiving without NFL football. Honest to God. To me, it goes synonymous with everything else that you celebrate with.
And no doubt about it. And one thing here that is not traditional is that players kneeled during the national anthem for the Thanksgiving game. And one guy, Deshaun Watson was one guy, but one guy who surprised a lot of people who did kneel was a Lions quarterback, Matthew Stafford. Stafford did it too back in September during the national anthem and explained why he did it then, but he did it again today. And for people who don't remember, Stafford 3 years ago, when the players first started kneeling during the national anthem to protest police brutality and racism, Stafford and his wife were both vocal critics against it. Since then, him and his wife have both issued an apology and have changed their opinion of protesting against, you know, of being against protesting. And Stafford has even put his money where his mouth is, and Stafford has pledged $1.5 million to help promote diversity, inclusion, equity, and social justice at the University of Georgia, his alma mater, and another $350,000 of that heading to a new social justice program for the athletic department. So Matthew Stafford does this. And as you know, Jonas, Twitter went crazy and social media and people saying, I'm turning the game off. Don't disrespect the same old arguments we've heard for 4 years. What did you make of Matthew Stafford making such a statement, especially when he really doesn't have to? And I don't think anybody would have batted an eye had he not kneeled down.
Well, I thought it was really important for Matt Stafford to take a knee before the game because God knows he wasn't going to be able to do it towards the end of the game.
Oh, so, look at you.
I mean, I'm just saying, Robbie, what are we talking about here? He's got to be able to take a knee. He's not going to get victory formation as a Lions quarterback, so he may
you
as well
know
take
that,
one before
especially
the game.
Not on Thanksgiving.
Absolutely not. Here's I've become a big fan of agree to disagree. Like, I have learned over, especially this year, I'm a big fan of agree to disagree. Would I have taken a knee? No. Am I bothered that Matt Stafford took one? No. I think sometimes people have lost that aspect of all of this, that it's okay for somebody to have a different opinion. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. It's okay for somebody to think differently or have different perspective on things. There's nothing wrong with that, as long as it doesn't turn violent and negative. And that's the problem I think that a lot of people have, because you can't just go on to Twitter. And Rob, you know this. You can't just go on to Twitter and say, you know, I just kind of disagree with that. You've got to go in there guns blazing, like you're breaking into a place, and you've got to have a strong take, and you've got to crush the guy and bury the guy because everyone's looking for likes and retweets and all that stuff. I personally wouldn't have taken a knee. It's not what I would have done. I'm not going to hold a grudge against Matt Stafford because he decided to take a knee on Thanksgiving. A lot of people were watching. That's something that's important to him. Do what you got to do. Me personally, I wouldn't have done it, though.
I have newfound respect for Matthew Stafford because there are battles that people fight, some that they can easily ignore and not have to deal with any ramifications. No one's going to look at you sideways. You know what I mean? If you feel like this isn't your fight and you don't want to be a part of it, or you don't want to be a part of the struggle here for other people. But I always say this is just me. That the only people who are worse than bad people are the good people who turn the other way and don't do anything. And I'm not saying that you're a bad person if you don't want to kneel, but I'm saying as far as trying to change the world and do something in a positive manner, or you see something, Jonas, that's wrong and you look the other way and you know it's wrong. Those are the people who scare me, the good people who know it's wrong, because there's always going to be bad people out there who are going to do bad things and hurt others. But I just wonder, because Stafford was so against this 3 years ago, is it genuine? Can a guy change their mind? Can their eyes be open to this? Don't forget, Drew Brees got into a bunch of hot water. God. You remember when Drew Brees was against it and then came back out when it first, you remember back when this thing first hit a boiling point? And Drew Brees was taking the task and had to apologize to everybody and their uncle in order to get back in the good graces of people.
Well, Drew Brees came across like a fraud, let's be honest. He came across like his first response was the honest response, and the 4 or 5 apologies afterwards came across as somebody desperate to make sure that they were still liked by a lot of people. So he came across as a fraud. Look, it's not impossible to think that Matt Stafford in 3 years has had a different opinion on things, and maybe he's seen some things that have changed his mind. There's nothing wrong with that. This idea that because you did something 3 years ago, that you've got to be held hostage to that opinion from 3 years ago. I mean, the only person that does that is you with your Tom Brady takes. That's the only person
that's never going to change.
Okay,
you know, once you're rock solid and you have all the evidence, you know,
absolutely. Like, so why would you? Why would
you? I feel like Perry Mason when it comes to Tom Brady. Are you kidding?
Of course. You know, and again, we're not even going to point out the fact that you said you were going to move to Mexico if they beat the Rams in that Super Bowl. We're not even going
to
bring that up.
I told you I went to Acapulco for the weekend. I came back. I think I'm moving to Mexico.
Yeah, you went to Acapulco Restaurant is where you went to, and then you came back up north.
But their drinks went up 20 cents, so I couldn't stay.
Absolutely. Instead, you went and haggled the lady at the counter at El Pollo Loco instead. True story, by the way. But I think that we can't have it both ways. Like we're saying, all right, we want you to tell us what you think. And then when somebody tells us something, then we want to try and poke holes in it. And I'm not saying that you do that. I'm just saying that a lot of people do that. There's a lot of questioning of the validity of things. There's a lot of, how about Matt Stafford took a knee. It's how he feels right now. I'm not going to go back in time and say, nah, I'm a little skeptical. Drew Brees was a different story because that was happening in real time. This went from a guy who said something, got so much blowback that he went and apologized, yep. Then apologized again. And I think he did one more after that when all his teammates came out and crushed him for it.
Oh, you remember, right. He knew that it was going to be hard working in that locker room, right?
Michael Thomas was vocal about it. There were a lot of guys on his team that were vocal about it. This year has really made me appreciate, like I said before, agree to disagree. You can, and I think because we cover sports, we're conditioned to that. I think it's the people outside of sports who try and get into sports conversation when it comes to politics. And they're not used to this agreeing to disagreeing. So it's, you've got to believe what I believe. And if you don't, then you're a terrible person. And we go nuclear with stuff. And I just don't think that's healthy, honestly.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, a man who never takes a holiday off, Rob Effin Parker.
Rob Parker. You know it, Jonas. Come on. It's always better with the cheddar. Remember that.
So I thought you were doing it out of the goodness of your heart. Who would have known?
It's about comp days and more money.
Okay. for the next Antarctica cruise you go on.
Exactly. Hey, I got two trips planned in 2021. God willing. I'm going to Russia, and I'm going to go to Australia for a second time. So I need days off. I need loot. I'm trying to make it happen if everything is good. I don't know. What do you think? What are my chances of me going to Russia in August? You think by August I'll be able to make that trip or no?
Zero. Well, I don't
August,
know. I don't know.
What the vaccine's zero. Coming next
I mean,
week.
Come on. who knows? Honest to God. I mean, it depends on what website you read when it comes to the vaccine. But, I mean, I could see Russia possibly happening.
If not, Australia next Christmas, a year from now.
Oh, man, I heard Australia is a blast. But I heard...
I went once. I want to go to the west coast of Australia, to Perth. I've been to the east coast and Sydney and Melbourne, but I want to do the west coast, so I'm looking forward to it.
I heard they got spiders the size of duffel bags in Australia. They just walk around. Like you open up the door and there's a spider doing bicep curls in the kitchen. Just hanging out. And you wouldn't do a damn thing about it. That's the problem.
It will be some adventure, but I can't wait.
Yeah, we've got a major breaking story in the world of football, Rob Parker. This is a big one, a huge one that just dropped a short time ago. Utah State up 6-3 over New Mexico. Your thoughts on this Mountain West Classic, Rob Parker?
They're both 0-4, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
There you go.
All right, so Lamar Jackson, as reported by the NFL Network and others, has tested positive for COVID-19. He is out of this weekend's matchup with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, if you remember, this was a game that was supposed to be taking place tonight. This was going to be the third of three Thanksgiving games. There was a coronavirus or COVID-19 outbreak at the Baltimore facility. Several players got it. They made the decision to move the game back. The Pittsburgh Steelers were bothered by this, but nonetheless, if this game happens this weekend, Lamar Jackson will not be there for Baltimore.
It's a big blow because you know what, Jonas? They're already, if the season had ended already, they wouldn't make the playoffs. And now you're telling me that he's not going to play Sunday against the 10-0 Steelers and you're not going to have your starting quarterback and they could lose another game. And this could be disastrous if they lose that football game.
And now Adam Schefter is reporting that, and this from Schefter just literally less than a minute ago, that there were four more positive tests from players that came in today. One source told Adam Schefter that it's becoming more difficult to imagine Sunday's game being played. So this is where this is all of a sudden turning into a real conversation. Because to me, you've got a couple of different options. You can either have an 18th week in the regular season, or you can have an extra playoff team in each conference.
Or you could just go by winning percentage and not by games. I mean, that's what baseball did.
Yeah, no, you could do that as well, too, if that were. And to me, that would be, all right, there's no possible way we can get any more games in. But that would also be a possibility, because if this game just can't be, the later we get, the less flexibility we have in the season because of the bye week. So if this
But Jonas, this is the NFL's fault, because, to be honest, when they decided to go forward with the schedule, they were so greedy that they wanted all 16 games. They could have abbreviated. Baseball played 60 out of their normal 162, right? NFL could have said, we're going to play a 12-game season, which they used to play, Jonas, right? And we'll have weeks so that we can make up games. The idea or the notion that there wouldn't be games canceled or delayed or postponed because of COVID is ridiculous.
Yeah, I would agree. Here's what I actually would have done instead of that. I would have given each team 2 bye weeks. Because then you've got real flexibility. Then you've got an extra week. You're still going to get your same number of games, but you've got some wiggle room. As it stands right now, the Steelers are pissed. And the Steelers were pissed because they lost their bye week. The Steelers had a bye week in the middle of the season. It was the perfect spot for a bye week. Because of the Titans outbreak earlier this season, Pittsburgh had to move their bye week up to week 4. And then they looked at this game as a mini bye week because they were going to play at home on a short week and they were going to get a week and a half off and they were looking forward to it. That's why the Pittsburgh players were pissed off that the game was postponed until Sunday, because they felt like they were getting the shaft again. So now as it stands, Pittsburgh almost has to have that first round bye, because if Pittsburgh doesn't get the first round bye and it only goes to one team this year, then the way that it works out now is that Pittsburgh would have to play 14 consecutive weeks. The first round of the playoffs would be 14 weeks of football in a row. Rob, that's almost unheard of.
I get it, and it's not fair, but this is fluid. This is where we are.
I know.
Do you remember watching when the Marlins had the first 2 or 3 weeks off of the baseball season?
Yeah, but
and they made
cares
the playoffs.
About baseball. Yeah, but nobody cares about baseball. Okay,
what am I thinking?
How dare you? No, but I agree. And this is one of those, it's not going to be perfect for everybody, but Baltimore is dealing with it so heavily right now that the likelihood of this game happening on Sunday isn't looking too hot right now. And if it is, it's going to be, you know, a B or C team squad that's going to be out there. And I'm sure Baltimore would much rather either postpone the game or push the game back. I don't know if Monday is a possibility. I don't know if Tuesday even makes much of a difference. So now what are the options? Do you just make a week 18 and push the playoffs back an extra week and give the Steelers a bye? I don't know where you go from here or what the plan is, which is why the idea of an extra playoff team has been thrown out there. What baseball did, I thought was fantastic. The extra playoff games, the 3-game series that they rolled out there, that was a lot of fun. Whether it's here to stay, I don't know. I'm okay with going back to the old way. But for this year, why not try some things? I wonder if I agree.
I mean, trying things because it's fluid, you know, of what's happened in COVID. I got all that.
And you never know what you end up doing that you look at and go, you know, that was actually a pretty good idea. I mean, there was a lot of people. You remember baseball back when they introduced the wild card game? There were so many people that didn't want any part of that. They wanted no part of it. And then it took about 2 seasons and everyone looked around and said, this is pretty awesome. All right, these games are awesome. It's great for baseball. You saw what the Nationals did with that wild card game. They came back in that game. Was it against Milwaukee a couple of years ago?
Yep.
And ran the table the rest of the playoffs. I think the NFL should just add an 8th team to the postseason, understand that teams are getting the shaft in certain situations, add an 8th team, and if you want to make it to where you go back to the first 2 seeds getting a bye to kind of placate to the Steelers, whatever. But I just don't know what options you have other than just canceling this game altogether. I honestly don't know.
Yeah, I think if you're Baltimore, you're pushing for this game to be canceled. I mean, am I right?
You don't have
your quarterback. You got all these other players out. You can't afford to lose the game.
Yes.
Like you can't.
And they're in a must-win situation for Pitt. And also, look, Pittsburgh at this point wants to play because they realize what they're going to be getting in Baltimore. It's going to be a bunch of backups. I think, is RG3 still the backup in Baltimore?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, yep. So you're going to be getting a bunch of backups.
So we might see an RG3 sighting if they do play that game.
So this is where, if you're Pittsburgh, you hope the game is played. If you're Baltimore, no, because you pointed out, man, Baltimore's not in a really good spot right now. Like they that loss last week, and there's been a couple of close losses this season for Baltimore. They're in a tough spot, especially in the AFC, when you got a bunch of teams down towards the bottom. You mentioned it. As it stands right now, they're outside of the playoffs looking in. The Raiders are ahead of them. The Browns are ahead of them. The Titans are ahead of them. And the Titans have the tiebreaker because right. They won that game a week ago. So if you're Baltimore, you would rather this game just get pushed off and postponed. Not canceled, but postponed. So if you have to win it, at least you come back healthy. If I'm the NFL and I'm looking around, what a pain in the ass to try and figure this whole thing out.
Yep. It was not done with any foresight that there would be cancellations and that they would have to be able to juggle. And you're right, whether it was two bye weeks or just the notion of not playing as many games to leave some leeway so that games could be made up. Because yeah. We knew this was coming. Jonas, didn't we?
Yeah, you had to expect something like this was going to happen. I mean, look, you want to know what a weird year it is? Nick Saban tested positive for COVID-19. And one of the first reactions that some people had was, well, I thought you could only get it once. Because right. People forgot that the first time he got it was a false positive.
Right.
So now this time it turns out to be the real thing. And so he's going to miss the Iron Bowl. It's a crazy year. It's like when the Pittsburgh Steelers come out and they're complaining as much as they are, I get why they're complaining.
Yeah, but it's tone deaf to where we are, man.
What did you want the league to do? What were they supposed to do? Still play the game anyways and risk? If the league would have gone through with this game tonight, Lamar Jackson would have found out right before kickoff that he tested positive for COVID. Is that what the Steelers wanted? Just right. So they could have a mini bye week? I'm sorry, you did get the shaft. I totally acknowledge that. But there's not a lot at this point in the season the league can do, which is why I'm wondering, what is the plan moving forward? We've heard about the extra playoff team in each conference. We've heard about extending. And then also there's this. February, the window of February is kind of flexible for the NFL to where if need be, they can push the Super Bowl back.
Can they?
Yeah, in February. Those dates have been made available, and they're able to push those days back.
I always thought that the Super Bowl was locked in and couldn't be moved. I didn't know they could move the Super Bowl.
That's what I had heard, that there is some flexibility. Here's what this is something that I threw out there, and you tell me what you think of this, all right? If you push the Super Bowl back 1 week, guess what day that falls on?
Valentine's Day?
Yes, Valentine's Day, which means you have a get-out-of-doing-something-you-don't-want-to-do card, all right, and for free. Sorry, honey, I can't take you out. I got to watch the Super Bowl. All right, so instead of having to go spend $2,000 on some crummy steak at some steakhouse that you had gift cards for from 2 years ago that Chris found in the back of a pocket on a flight.
Hello? Are you talking about me?
You can, instead of doing that, not only do you get the Super Bowl on Valentine's Day, but the day after is President's Day, and there's a lot of places that are closed, so people would have the day off after the Super Bowl, the Monday off right after the Super Bowl, which so many people have been clamoring for. So it's not the worst case situation in the world, but here we are. Welcome to 2020, Rob.
But the only problem is we still have six more weeks, and with this thing surging, how many more games? Do you run out of time? Well, you know what I mean, Jonas? At some point, you're just canceling one or two games now. What if there's four next week and three more the following week? Now we're talking about March? If you're pushing it back.
Yeah, listen, and Rob, come on, you got to get your priorities straight. It's all about the Steelers and their mini-bye. Like,
yes.
Come on, forget
because,
it.
Because despite everybody being out of work and right. sick and people dying, it's about them having
yes.
Their game, and they were mad because it was national television.
Of course.
And they were mad because they yes. were going to get a three-day weekend by playing on Thursday.
Yeah.
Hello.
And Juju Smith-Schuster couldn't make his umpteenth TikTok video
exactly.
on live television. Yeah, God forbid.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Jonas Knox, what a Thanksgiving day. As far as football is concerned, we just got the big news about Lamar Jackson. But that game, the Ravens were supposed to be playing the Steelers tonight. That game obviously canceled because of COVID. And maybe the first two games of the day should have been canceled as well just because of bad play or unwatchability. Is that what it is called?
I mean, you know,
couldn't have picked two worse games for Thanksgiving.
I mean, come on now. I get it. No team
this
had a winning
record. This is not Dallas
today.
And Washington from the 80s, okay? This is 2020.
What was it? What was Washington called back then? What was I forget the name of the team back then?
I don't know because I won't use that name.
Well, okay, I was just wondering what they were called. I was curious about that. By the way, did you hear what I was telling Alex Tyshirt, our technical producer, during the break?
No, did he? I hope he looked at his social media. What'd you tell him?
So I told him. I said, "Like, man, Alex, you're really serious about this whole vegan thing," and I invited him over for Thanksgiving, and he showed up with bandages for the turkey. What do you think of my joke, Rob Parker? By the way, that is a Rob Parker joke, and I'll be honest with you, it's one of the best ones you've ever told.
Really?
That's one of the best jokes you've ever told. It's good.
That's an original.
Go to at Rob Parker FS1. You can see the delivery and everything. It is well done, well placed, well executed. That should have been in your stand-up routine.
That's going to be in the second stand-up. When we do another one,
I can't wait.
You know, somebody else said to me, they said, recently sent out a little message and said that he listened to my stand-up again, and he said the one I did about Chris Broussard being so religious that he won't even eat devil dogs. He said, every time I hear, I lose.
It's just like, it just, you know. But now, full transparency, when you're not having to be clean about it, it's much better.
Oh,
right? Like the PG version is not exact. You know, like there's a big difference between Dave Coulier and Andrew Dice Clay.
Right? No
you
doubt.
Gave the Dave Coulier version. The Andrew Dice Clay version or the Richard Pryor version is much, much different than what was released. I'll just put it that way.
No doubt about it. But one thing that was pretty awful was the Lions again today. And we know, Jonas, we'll be transparent about this.
Yeah.
They were banged up and they were missing a lot of pieces, okay? So I'm not acting like this was a whole team and I'm not being blind to that. But they got boat raced, 41-25, and Deshaun Watson had a great day, 4 touchdowns, no picks, 318 yards. And it was yet another Thanksgiving Day loss for the Lions. And this is what we've been accustomed to and what we've watched over and over. And as a guy who, you know, my history with Detroit, I love Detroit.
You do?
Yeah, I love Detroit.
Wow, what a 2020 is a strange year. Now you've done a 180 on that. So you
I love
Detroit. It's great. No, let me tell you what you like about Detroit. All right. You like your barbershop.
Which
you
has been open for 18 years on 7 Mile Road, okay?
Yeah, you like posting pictures of the place where you used to have pool parties?
Yes, at my house.
And you like how bad the sports teams have been, outside of the Red Wings. That's
because
what you
like. Because you know what? It's stealing money when
absolutely.
You're a columnist.
Absolutely. So who needs 500 or a good team when you could just get bad teams and you could just keep on turning and burning, baby? I agree with you. I'm all for it. I love when teams are really bad. It's more fun to cover.
Well, because there's more stories. It's harder to cover good teams. People don't understand that.
Agreed.
Because, you know, like, what are you going to write? Oh, they're good? We know they're good. Like,
but
when there's turmoil and you need to fix stuff and changes, you know, when coaches and players are squabbling, it makes for better copy.
You ask anybody who's ever covered a team locally, would you rather have that team be 8-8 or 2-14?
2-14, 100%,
not even close.
Not even
give
close.
Me 2-14 because, to your point, it's much better than having to cover a winning team. Because when you're covering a winning team, every time you point out or are critical about something, you know what they say? Oh, you're just nitpicking. You're just trying too hard. You want to find something wrong. You cover a bad team, all things are on the table. Whatever you want to hit on, you can hit on. And you've done that for years and years in Detroit.
That's right. And speaking of bad teams, the Detroit Lions are a bad team and a bad franchise and a bad organization. And I'm one of these guys for tradition. I'm not like totally lost in it. I get tradition, but I'm done here with the Lions being on Thanksgiving Day.
Very good.
Game.
Very good.
I am ready for some other teams, for us to watch other teams. It's not because I've gone Hollywood and I'm in L.A. now and now you don't care about the people of Detroit and the parade and the holiday that people have. And they've had it since 1934. This didn't happen last week.
Yeah.
Since 1934. And since 1978, the Lions and Cowboys are the two teams that have hosted a Thanksgiving Day game every year. Those two teams. Mm-hmm. And you can deal with the Cowboys. I know they haven't won a championship in 25 years, but they've been better. They've been competitive. They've made the playoffs. The Lions have one playoff win since 1957. And enough, Jonas. Can we let this go?
Okay.
The Reds used to have the traditional Major League opener where the Cincinnati Reds, the first professional team in the history of the United States, used to play the first game of the baseball season every year in Cincinnati.
Yeah,
it was a holiday.
Yeah, Mark Schott's dog used to crap on the mound, too.
That's right.
So I don't know. What, you want to keep that tradition also?
And baseball moved away from it. It's time for the NFL to move away from the Lions.
Okay. I totally disagree. Look, I get it. They're not a good team, all right? And this year, Dallas isn't a good team. But it's just, it is tradition. And they give you, generally speaking, especially as of late, a night game that doesn't involve the Cowboys or the Lions that we can watch and enjoy. But this year was different because the Ravens had their positive tests, and so that game got canceled. It's not bothering anybody. Man, it's Thanksgiving. You're hanging out with the family. You throw on a Lions game. And you just told me it's much better to watch a bad team and cover a bad team than it is a good team. You understand that the Lions being on Thanksgiving is going to provide us content for the next 30 to 40 years. Do you understand? Like, it is we're going to be able to use them as a pinata on Thanksgiving for the next 30 to 40 years, just like you've been doing. So why would you want to get rid of that? It's the gift that keeps on giving. I say leave the Lions alone. It's harmless. It's not hurting anybody. The Lions on Thanksgiving, I'm totally good with it. People are just looking for another reason to complain. 2020 is the year of bitching and moaning, and that's all people want to do. I'm fine with it. Leave the Lions alone. Stop bullying the Lions, Rob Parker, you bully.
It's a marquee time slot and game. Why in the world? It would be one thing if they were competitive or that they've won a couple of playoff games. They haven't won a playoff game since 1991. Are you kidding me? In a league filled with parity, that they get a prime spot. Most people on the East Coast, Jonas Knox, they watch the Lions at 12:30 until 4 o'clock, and then they have their early Thanksgiving dinner. And instead, they have to watch this every single year. Yes, it was cool when Barry Sanders was there and a couple other great players. But you know how long ago that was? That's been a long time. And now to see this year after year, and a lot of times the games aren't even competitive. I remember one year they pulled Peyton Manning out of the game in the fourth quarter because he already had 6 touchdowns.
Look, this is my only issue when I look at people complaining about the Lions this year, because I saw a lot of that. The Lions are getting blown out. They're getting hammered by the Houston Texans. The Texans on the road on a short week, coming off an emotional game against the Patriots last week, and the Texans come in and they take a battle axe to them. And it's embarrassing. I see a lot of people complaining. Of all the years that we shouldn't be complaining about any sporting event, this is the year we shouldn't be complaining about any sporting event. Rob, we were talking about Tiger King Okay, a few months ago. I watched on a Tuesday night WrestleMania 3 twice in a row because Fox Sports 1 was airing it. We were looking for anything to watch during this year. So now we're getting the Lions and the Texans, and we're complaining about it. I don't understand. Leave them alone. You've been battering them for three decades now. Like, at some point, you have to be the bigger man, and you got to stop dumping them in the locker, dumping trash on them, picking on them on like they're a nerd in high school. And this is what you've done for 20 to 30 years. I think you need therapy. I think you need counseling. And I think your treatment of the Detroit Lions is A1 example, A1 of bullying on sports talk radio. And I won't stand for it anymore. I think it's a disgrace.
How about the idea that they have to actually earn that spot? And maybe when they win another playoff game, we can reconsider and maybe bring it back or rotate it to a couple of cities so that it's not just Detroit, especially. Why are we rewarding the Detroit franchise and the Ford family? Seriously, why? That is a plum spot. That is that's a spot people would – you should be sitting back saying, this is the best of the NFL. And don't tell me about the night game that they added. First of all, most people are comatose by the time that game comes on from the turkey and the giblet gravy. You know, like, people are already done.
What is giblet gravy?
I don't know what it is.
Giblet gravy? What is that?
I don't know. Isn't that something called giblet gravy? Giblets?
It sounds like a pop band from Finland. Giblet gravy. I've never heard of giblet gravy in my life. Okay, what about this? Stoney, your guy in Detroit, a 97-1 the ticket in Detroit, Mike Stone, who joined us earlier, and we threw the question at him, hey, what do you think of all these people like Rob Parker that are saying, get rid of the Lions on Thanksgiving?
I think they should just shut the hell up, to be quite honest with you.
Well, Stoney, wait a minute.
I agree. Good for you, Stoney.
Really? I mean, people have to watch this every Thanksgiving?
Yes. Rob, let us have something.
Exactly.
All our sports teams stink. The Lions have won one playoff game since 1957. And don't forget this. Having them on at noon Eastern, 12:30 Eastern time, 9:30 where you are, where a lot of people are still sleeping, it's good because the NFL has a rule, which is a good rule, that every team has to be on primetime national television at least once. This spares the country of the Lions being on prime time.
He's got a point, Rob Parker.
No, he doesn't. Stoney, shut up. Be quiet. Unbelievable.